אתם עם SBS בעברית.
That's right. The sentiment from the Executive Council of Australian Jury before the election was if the Trump era ends with this election, he will be remembered as one of the finest allies of Israel Israel has had. Noting incumbent President Donald Trump had ended U.S. participation in the, quote, disastrous Iran deal, recognized Jerusalem as Israel's, quote, true and permanent capital, and brokered peace with Arab states, quote, effectively ending the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Executive Council of Australian Jury co-CEO Alex Rivkin warned, though, yet under his presidency, social cohesiveness, stability, and absolute rejection of conspiracy theorists and fringe groups, all things that go to the core of Jewish life in America, have been alarmingly undermined. Meanwhile, he said, while Joe Biden has long had a strong relationship with Israel and U.S. Jewry and projects decency and moderation, many Jews in America and abroad will be concerned about whether a Biden presidency will bring the left fringe of his party, which is deeply hostile to Israel, into positions of real power. Regardless of the outcome, the roof body of Australian Jewry hopes that the march of peace in the Middle East will continue and that Jerusalem will remain Israel's capital and the American Jewish community and its leadership will continue to work relentlessly to enhance the Israel-US relationship and preserve the Jewish way of life.
And we are talking to Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, the community is planning many services to commemorate Kristallnacht.
Yes, that's right. One of them is actually we're participating in a worldwide project. So shuls, schools, institutions and homes across Australia are being urged to leave their lights on during the night of November 9th to mark the 82nd anniversary of Kristallnacht. Of course, the pogrom on November 9th and 10th in 1938 happened when during which the Nazis burned more than 1,400 synagogues and Jewish institutions in Germany and Austria, which is widely seen as the harbinger of the Holocaust. The illuminated vigil is part of an initiative by March of the Living called Let There Be Light, as a global demonstration of solidarity against anti-Semitism, racism, hatred and intolerance. People can actually write a message for it, which will be projected onto the walls of the old city of Jerusalem. And they can do that by visiting motl.org/let-there-be-light. Meanwhile, in Sydney, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies will host an online Kristallnacht commemoration service from 7:30 p.m. on Monday 9th November, featuring special guest Dr. Edith Eger, who is a therapist, speaker, author and Auschwitz survivor, and she'll be in conversation with Joanna Kalowski. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, there will be the Betty and Shmuel Rosenkrantz Oration on November 9th from 7 p.m. and the guest speaker there is curator Paul Salmons, who will be outlining a major new exhibition that explores the history and significance of Auschwitz through hundreds of artifacts. So it will be a very special traveling museum that will go all over the world when things get back to normal, COVID-wise.
Shane, when we talk about the Kristallnacht and the Holocaust, I'd like to mention that former Yiddish broadcaster, a child Holocaust survivor, Ruth Leiser, passed away a few weeks ago. And I think this week the Australian Jewish News acknowledges it.
Yes, that's right. She sadly passed away. She was, for many years, a volunteer guide at the Sydney Jewish Museum. And she also presented for many years, as you know very well, the Yiddish program on SBS Radio.
Yes, our listeners will fondly remember Ruth Leiser, and she did a lot for the Yiddish, to preserve the Yiddish language and heritage. And she had beautiful programs that many of our listeners still remembers. And we're talking to Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, very disturbing news last week with the Vienna terror attack outside the Great Synagogue of Vienna.
That's right. An Austrian police arrested 14 people in raids linked to that deadly terror attack that began near Vienna's main synagogue. They found no evidence so far that a second shooter was involved. There was Nehammer, the interior minister, Karl Nehammer, said there have been 18 raids in Vienna and Lower Austria. 14 people have been detained. The minister added that police believe that the attack was carried out by a lone gunman, Kutchim Vecchulay, a 20-year-old Islamic State sympathizer who was killed by police on Monday night, and Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The president of Vienna Jewish community, Oskar Dutsch, said, we can't confirm or rule out that the synagogue was the target. So they're still not sure. It was near the synagogue, but the synagogues were closed at the time. So police investigations will hopefully reveal more very soon.
Shane, before we go, the Israel-Australia Chamber of Commerce is celebrating 50 years.
Yes, and it did so in style, hosting a virtual Australia-Israel Innovation Summit where almost 1,000 people in seven countries tuned in. It featured a virtual exhibition of 20 Israeli cutting-edge research and design companies that are actually looking to do more business in Australia. It features more than 40 Australian and Israeli business and technology leaders. It also was opened and closed by none other than Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Israel's Minister for Industry and Technology, Amir Peretz.
Shane, before we go, high percentage of Ashkenazi Jews carry a faulty gene, and the AJN covered it last week.
That's right. It's very promising news. The Hereditary Cancer Clinic at Prince of Wales Hospital, among others, have developed a new test, and they're doing a trial of that test, which tests the effectiveness of a drug called denosumab, currently used to treat osteoporosis, which can neutralize a molecule. And recent studies suggest switching to this could also target the culprit cell that gives rise to breast cancer in women with that gene mutation. And it's hoped that this approach could delay or even prevent breast cancer in women who carry a faulty BRCA1 gene.
Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.